Hi, it's Chris Byrne from the Playground Podcast with PR Insights from Kid Stuff PR with Lisa Orman. And Lisa, let's talk about something that's very top of mind for everybody today, budgets. We've seen a lot of disparity from people who are reining in or people who are thinking it's the right time to spend. How do you consult people on where to go with their budgets in this situation?
Some clients are literally fighting for their lives, and they're looking for every penny to scrape together to just keep their business afloat. And if it gets down to that, they may just have to take a pause on public relations services. That's not something any publicist ever wants to have that conversation with their client, but that's the reality that we're in. On the other hand, we've had a number of companies who find their product in extremely high demand during this period, and they're getting incredible feedback from customers of how helpful their product has been in the home and just lifting the children's spirits, giving them some educational playtime that isn't on their screen. So when they're hearing this kind of thing just organically from their customers, they're coming to us saying, we need to get this word out to other families so that they're aware of it. So that's what PR is. It's an awareness building tool, and we're actually doing both things. We're constricting budgets and we're expanding them. We're just trying to be really careful as to who we're reaching and how we're communicating with them. It's different for every client, and we're just having to be very sensitive and way more flexible than we've ever been before as a PR agency of meeting the client's needs and doing what we can within the budget that they have at this time, hoping that, you know, things will return to somewhat normal in the future. But for right now, this is the reality that we're in.
And it sounds like even though this is a unique situation, this is the kind of stuff that good PR people do all the time, which is help their clients use their resources to the best advantage based on market conditions.
That's exactly right. And there's times where social and influencers are more appropriate and relevant. And there's other times where traditional media is more important and appropriate for that time. So you really have to evaluate each client's need, where they are as a business, what kind of budget they have, and like you said, utilize it to the maximum advantage for the client. And you really have to have a very strong understanding of who their target audience is and how to reach them within the budget that you have.
And how important is it to work with your clients during this time to help them through this, whether they're increasing spending or decreasing spending?
It's been really important for me these last 3 months to be more in touch by phone, in some cases video call. You almost kind of fill the role of sort of a therapist with them. It's really been important for them to make a connection with someone like me, who I'm in the industry. They know that I have multiple clients who are in the industry. I'm sharing ideas with them of what's working for other clients, kind of brainstorming with them about, hey, you might try this. It worked for so-and-so. I serve on the Astra board, so I'm privy to what's working for people who are members of that association. So it's been a really important time when they feel so isolated and cut off from everything to be kind of their connection to the wider industry and help them take advantage of things that are working for other companies and try things out. People have been definitely experimenting with different marketing tools and public relations ideas than they traditionally have been, because it's kind of a time of desperation, and you know, desperation does sometimes breed creativity and trying different things, and a lot of it is working for them.
And it sounds like it's more important than ever before to have that close working relationship with your clients and to help them through this difficult time.
You definitely want to have built a trust relationship going into COVID, that they trust that you have their best interests at heart. And like I said, you never want to have that conversation of having to cut a budget or even take a pause. But, you know, we are human beings and you have to be sensitive to what they're going through. So the fact that if they know that you are open to having a conversation about scaling things back for a bit, just being honest with each other about what, you know, it has to work for both of you. But you need to be able and ready to have that conversation with them and express the fact that you do care about them as people, their business people. It impacts their family budget, what's happening with their company. So having that trust relationship with them going into it, it's really important then to draw on that and bolster that feeling of trust of each other, that we can talk with each other about hard things.
Thanks, Lisa. And you can listen to the Playground Podcast so you can stay on top of all the changes and the dynamic toy industry.